Welcome to another episode of the CASE podcast. My name is Eberhard and I'm sitting here with Ute Meyer. Ute Meyer is a colleague of mine. She works for InnoQ and she's one of the organizers of Red Scots Berlin. Welcome, Ute, to the show.
Hello.
Her focus is on front-end development and Rails. She also participated herself in RailsGirds and the RailsGirds Summer of Code. And if I understand correctly, that is actually what helped her to start a career in programming. So first question, maybe the obvious question. So what is RailsGirds actually?
RailsGirds is a worldwide organization of people who want to bring women into programming and into IT. And all the workshops that are done are for free. The movement is now 5 years old. It started in 2012 in Finland and came then to Berlin. And in Berlin, we have the most active chapter in the whole wide world. We have now around 25 workshops done since our beginning and over 700 attendees and a lot of success stories.
Yeah, that's great. So you said that the goal of RailsGirds is to bring women into programming. Is that all or are there any other goals or what's the reason for doing that?
I think there are two reasons. The most important reason is that the IT and technology scene we now have is mainly dominated by white men, so it's always good to have a lot of diverse people in groups to have different perspectives on projects on life and so bringing more women into technology and IT and programming will help to settle this diversity and. Women are not the only groups who are missed in IT. There are a lot of more people who count under diversity. But yeah, so this is the main reason. And the second reason is today is our lives is very dominated by computers and smartphones and all things. And I think it's important for us to know the technology we are using. So having an idea of programming and the way of thinking like a programmer will help to minimize this fear of technology. So this is the second reason.
Okay, so you're saying that diverse groups are better at problem solving because there are more diverse approaches towards problems and also that it's about educating people about technology. What about the job market? I mean, obviously there is a strong demand for developers, and you know, actually developers often get a very competitive compensation. So, is that another factor, or is that beyond the reasons for RailsGirds?
Well, we do not organize the workshops for bringing or starting the career. That's not the main focus. We want to show that programming can be fun. But in the second way, it's good for women to have this chance after that to jump into the career and see that's not. No rocket science to be a programmer, and the salary is very good in IT, and also you have more opportunities to have a flexible workload. So if you are a mother, for example, a job in IT is better fitting than an office job from 9 to 5. So I think this field is a very good field for women who need flexible job times.
Okay, cool. So can you share some success stories? How RailsGirds actually help people?
I collected some of the success stories on our website, and there are a lot of women who started with Rails Girls and had no idea about programming and did the workshop, and after that learned programming by themselves, and a lot of them earned a job in IT as a junior developer after a year or so. So this is very, makes me proud of my work, and I can see that we do something that has a meaning. So if you want to read the stories, you can go to our website, and that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so we are going to put the link to those success stories in the show notes. What if I'm not a woman? So is there anything that I can do concerning Rails Girls or to help out in this regard?
Yes, when you are a coach, there is no problem to help as a man. We are not completely close to men. So if there are free seats left on a workshop, we can also take men. But in Berlin, there is a long waiting list every workshop. So maybe that's not a good chance to come into the workshops as a man or not being a woman. But there are other organizations. If you want to start learning to program, there is, for example, Open Tech School. It's open to everyone. And they also offer free workshops.
Yeah, and actually we did an episode about Open Tech School, so that would be something that you can consider. Why would I do Rails Girls if programming is not part of my job and I'm not intending to do a career in programming?
Maybe you want to check out what programming is, or we have a lot of attendees who work with programmers in IT, maybe project managers or product owners, and they want to understand what the developers in their team are talking about. So they come to the workshop and get an idea, and maybe want to start a program by themselves. This is one of the reasons, or maybe see if that would be a career in the future, maybe like that. And
So, but even if I'm a project manager, I mean, programming is sort of part of my job because I have programmers in my team. Are there any women who do Rails Girls just for the fun of it, or are there any other reasons for doing it?
Some of them are doing that just for fun in their free time, or maybe they have this little project in mind they want to implement, and then they come hope to find the knowledge they need, or some of them want to start their own startup and want to code their product by themselves. So there are many reasons, but some of them are only coming just for fun, and you don't need to learn all the things after the workshop. You can just come for the one day and see if it's something for you, and if not, it's okay, but then you have an idea of what programming is.
Obviously, you're doing Ruby on Rails, so maybe we should... What is that actually, first of all?
Ruby on Rails is a web framework. It's like a toolbox for building web applications, so the developer does not have to build all the things on their own. And it's based on the programming language Ruby. And Ruby on Rails is a pretty nice framework that's easy to understand, and you get results very fast.
And what was the reason for choosing Ruby on Rails over other frameworks and other programming languages?
I think the founder, Linda Lucas, went to a workshop from RailsBridge. That's an organization in America. And she decided to use Ruby on Rails. So I think that was a personal choice. And after 5 years, we often have this discussion if it would be better to use another framework, because Ruby on Rails is very complex, and there are also frameworks like Sinatra who are that are very much more easier to understand. But so the first thing was Rails, so, and the name is Rails Girl, so we have to stick to Rails.
Okay. But still, I mean, there, as you said, there are quite a few other web frameworks. So what if I don't like Ruby on Rails?
Then you can go to maybe the Django girls. They are doing it with Python, and Django is a framework based on Python. Or you can go to Node School. They are doing something with Node.js, and and Open Tech School offers a lot of other workshops, so you don't need to do Rails, or you can come to a Rails Girls workshop, and after that you start with the basics of programming and are not stick to using Rails. The first half of the first 6 months you will learn the basics with Ruby, for example, or Python, and the framework is not that important.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess there's also stuff like HTML that that you can reuse anyway.
You should learn that.
yeah, that's actually true. So, what do you provide? I mean, there are guides that that you have. I think that's the material, right?
Yeah, on the Rails Girls website, there are all the guides. There is written down how to start a workshop when you decide you want to have one in your own city. There are guidelines how to find sponsors, what you should do if you want to be a coach, and there is also a curriculum. You can use that step by step in the workshop, and all the things are explained there for the attendees, and there are also coaches' notes. So everything is there, and it's open source. That means you can use it for yourself and bring some add-ons in it.
So how is it licensed? What's the open source license that you're using?
I think that's the MIT license.
So that means I could even run a commercial business using those that material, right?
Yes, you could, but you don't are allowed to name it as a Rails Girls workshop then.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah, fine. But it's a very liberal license in that way, as far as I know. Okay, so we are doing this interview in English, and I believe that it's important. I mean, that might be a barrier for some people. So which languages are the guides in? Are they just in English, or are they in any other languages?
There are a lot of languages now. You have English and German and Polish and Chinese and a lot of languages. And You can translate them if you need it for your country. And here in Berlin, we teach in English and in German. And in other countries, they use the guide that's fitting for them. So
the local language.
Yeah.
Okay. And the translation, is it just the material for the attendees, or also the material for the coaches and for the how to organize the events?
At the moment, it's only the attendee tutorial in different languages. All the other stuff is in English. But if you want to help, you can translate it and make other people happy.
Excellent. So I guess we already spoke about those workshops that you're doing. So how are they structured? How do they actually work?
The beginners workshops are separated in 2 days. The first day or first evening is like an installation party. Attendees come together and install all the things they need in the next day and get to know each other and the coaches, and having some drinks or pizza or something like that. And the second day is Yeah, it differs where you are going to the workshop. Here in Berlin, we have it separated in two parts. The first part in the morning is kind of talk about what a web application is and the basics and like the terminal and the tools you are using. And after that, the attendees are going to code in group following the tutorials we provide. And we have one coach and two attendees. This is a very good ratio for learning, which, we saw that in the past 5 years that this ratio is very good for learning. And if you have more into in the group, it's not so good. So we have one coach and two attendees, and they go through the tutorial step by step, and the coach explains things. And after the workshop, they have a complete Rails app, basic app, and they can do something with that and go on further. There are additional tutorials they can use, and that's pretty nice. So,
okay. So, do you start those events on a Friday or a Saturday, or when do you start with the evening event?
Yeah, usually it's on a Friday, the installation party, and then the workshop on a Saturday. But if you want, you can go with Saturday and Sunday, or you can also do it together. We did a lot of, two or three workshops together with Open Tech School, and they were 3 days. So 1 day, Friday installation party, a Saturday HTML and CSS workshop, only focused on that, and then on a Sunday, the Rails workshop. And so you are free to develop your own curriculum.
Okay, and so you said that the first half is about talking about what web applications are. So is that something where someone actually goes through slides, or how do you do that?
Yeah, there are slides, and there is also a kind of exercise for the terminal they can go through in the group. But yeah, there are slides. They are on the website, so you can see. It's only for Berlin. I think the original Rails Girls guide is a little bit different. They have exercises like the bento box where you can landscape or a map of the different parts of a web application, like backend and frontend and database and all the things. But we found that not so usable, so we developed our own slides. And I think they are a bit better.
Okay, I see. And then in the afternoon, you actually do the work in the groups with the coach. And So you said that afterwards there is still material that I could use to extend my application. Mm-hmm. By the way, would everyone create the very same application, or is it more like focused on something that the attendees really want to build them?
It depends. You can go only through the tutorial, but some of the attendees say, "Oh, I want to do like my own blog or have a to-do list or something like that." And if they have their an idea, then they can do it.
Okay, yeah. I see. And after I did the application, and I mean, am I supposed? Would you run through the additional material yourself, or is there any kind of additional support and additional stuff that you provide afterwards?
Sometimes they do some of the additional tutorials during the workshops when they are faster than the others. Okay. And then, after the workshop, you have to go on yourself. Or you can join a project group. This is something we settled in Berlin, and there are now running a project group also in Munich after the last workshop, and in Hamburg, I think. But I think the other cities don't do this project group thing.
So what's a project group?
It's like a learners group. So some of the attendees, around 5 or 6, decide, yeah, we want to start learning programming. And so they find a coach, or sometimes we help finding a coach who is willing to teach programming in the free time. And then they meet. The best thing is to meet once a week and start with the basics. And they do it in their free time for free and just for fun. And it should be fun. That's very important. And yeah, that's a project group. And in Berlin, the first project group started in 2012, I think, in the summertime. They are the Ruby Monsters. They are very successful and have a lot of attendees, and a lot of our success stories are coming out of this group. The first big application they built was the Speakerinnen List. Mm-hmm. It's an application or a website where women speakers can put their profile in there, and if you are running a conference, you can go through and find some female speakers.
Okay,
because
I
that's
see.
Also a problem.
I see. Yeah. So a project group has it's larger than this one coach to attendees group, I assume.
Yeah, it's one coach and a group of 6 attendees.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see. And then that's how you go on developing stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just mentioned Ruby Monsters.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that? Can you say a few more words about that?
Ruby Monsters is the oldest project group we have here in Berlin. They are very successful, and nowadays a lot of the first-time attendees they had in 2012 are now coaches for the Ruby Monsters. So it's like giving the knowledge to the next generation, and I think they have a lot of attendees since they started. I think 50 or 60 or maybe more. And they also have their own learning materials now. You can use them. They have a website. And they have also a Ruby Monsters chapter now in Zurich, in Swiss. And it's pretty amazing what they are doing. After a beginner's workshop, usually they are open for new beginners. So if there are some people who want to learn, they can come to Ruby Monsters, and it's pretty amazing. And there is the Speakerinnen List, is one of the very successful applications they made, and also the diversity ticket application. So if you have a conference and have to give away some diversity tickets, you can put your conference on the website, and they manage the application process for you. And I think that's pretty nice, building useful applications and have an application out there that's used by other peoples, and you are a beginner, so that's pretty cool. So the Ruby Monsters are really, really nice.
So when I did that initial workshop, I can actually join that group and work on those applications.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
Yeah, if there are free seats in the Ruby Monsters, you can go there. There are also other project groups. There's an application, a web application, called Roganize It, and a lot of project groups are in there. Formerly, it was only for Berlin. Now there are worldwide project groups in there. And if you want to find a project group near you or help as a coach, you can go through the website.
And those project groups, again, would work on specific applications, like you mentioned, Speakerinnenliste and diversity tickets.
Yeah,
and so on.
Yeah, it depends. For example, the RubyCons was a project group that made the Roganize It application, and they also have features that want to be implemented, and but you can also bring your own idea of your project and implement that together with the project group. It depends.
To join Ruby Monsters or to join any of the other groups, would I actually need to have done the workshop before?
No.
No. So no. they But it's again, are they looking for women only or also yeah. for? Okay.
It's women only, but I think project groups is something you can choose how your project group that you are starting one should look like.
Right.
So if you say, okay, I have some friends and one of my friends is a man, he also can come. I was in a project group where also a friend of one attendee was joining, and that's totally okay. If the attendees mm-hmm. are fine with that, then it's okay. So you can use this format as you like.
And that way I can get more experience and continue learning with yeah. the other people
yeah.
With,
yeah.
with a concrete example.
Most of the project groups are starting with the basics, like learning Ruby, like the way of thinking, and HTML and CSS. And I think after 6 months, they are starting then with Rails application or okay. something else. Okay.
And then I would
yeah.
be doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
In the introduction, I said that you participated in the Rails Girls Summer of Code. So what's that?
The Rails Girls Summer of Code is a 3 months stipend. And the idea behind Rails Girls Summer of Code is to bring more women into open source and programming. And it's the logical next step to Rails Girls.
Right.
And it's a community founded, so a lot of companies are supporting and giving money because the 3 months are paid, so you can work full time on an open source project and on an open source project and learn how to develop more skills in programming and see like how software projects are about, like all those project management things and issue tracking and all the stuff. And it's the fifth time now in 2017, and I heard they had around 200 applications from all over the world.
Wow.
And I think they founded enough money for 15 teams now. And so they have to go to the applications now and choose the teams who can do that.
So you're doing it the first time this year?
No. I did it in 2014.
Okay, so it has been going on for quite a while. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said it's 15 teams. So a team, what? How many members are in team?
One team is two women.
Okay.
And there are some open source projects you can apply for on the Rails Girls Summer of Code website. And they apply for Rails Girls Summer of Code and say what they want to do. And then they need a coaching company where they can sit. The idea behind that is the company says, okay, we support Rails Girls Summer of Code and have some coaches and a desk for the women. Then they can sit in the summertime, 3 months, and work on their project.
Okay, I see. And so would you participate in an existing project or would you start your own project?
I think now it's that they have some open source projects on the website and you have to choose one of them.
Okay.
When I started Rails Girls Summer of Code, we had our own project applied for with our project and then we implemented it.
Can you give an example of such a project? What you can apply for right now?
I think it's like the Speakerinliste, for example. They have some issues open, and you can apply for that and say, okay, I want to solve those issues and help to develop the application, and then you can apply for it.
Okay, so that would be an example. Okay. Yeah. So much for what you actually do, what you provide, and the material. So how is Rails Girls organized? Is there any entity or how does that work?
No, there is no entity.
Okay.
It's like a grassroots movement, I would say. Mm-hmm. So if you want to start a Rails Girls workshop and there is no in your city, then you can go to the website and there is a formula where you can put your name in and say, okay, I want to start a Rails Girls workshop in that city, and then you can do it. So yeah, there is no entity. In Germany, we have this problem. If you do things with money and have sponsors and something like that, and writing bills and all those things, you have to have a legal something. So for Rails Girls Berlin, we decided to be a part of Ruby Berlin e.V. and so we can. Use their bank account and all those things.
Okay.
But no, there is no entity. It's totally free.
Okay, excellent. So do you have any idea where Rails Girls is active? I mean, obviously in Berlin, but what about other cities or other countries?
Here in Germany, we have a chapter in Munich that's active again. We had Rails Girls workshops in Cologne or in the Rhineland and in Hamburg. And this is for Germany. And in the other countries, there are also a lot of Rails Girls workshops going on. They are not that active like Rails Girls Berlin. We are doing that on a regular base, three beginners workshops in the year and three Code and Cake follow-up workshops. And in the other countries, that's one time to time. On the Rails Girls website, you can see where the next Rails Girls workshop is. I think in Poland are a lot of workshops happening, and also Japan, in India, and America, and it's very international.
Yeah, cool. So it's actually really a global movement. And I think you said that it started in Finland, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's great. So, and do you have any idea how many people are involved in the whole thing?
In the whole world? Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
A lot of people, I would say. Here in Berlin, we have an organizers team from around 8 people at the moment. And the coaches who are helping us are around 200, I think.
Wow.
And a lot of people are helping. And in the whole world, I don't know, a few thousand, I would say, yeah.
Wow, that's actually a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's great. And as you already said, there is a non-profit entity, at least in Germany, so you can do, I guess you can get, what do you call it, like tax deductible, you can give money and make that tax deductible, I guess, right?
Yeah, and we can get money from the sponsors and pay bills and all those things.
Excellent, cool.
Yeah.
So I think we already talked about how the whole thing started and how it moved on. So how do you sustain such a group? I mean, as you said, there is no strong organization and it's very decentralized. So is there anything that you do to make sure that this is actually something that is going on and, you know, that lasts for a longer time?
We have a mailing list, a global mailing list, and a global Slack channel for all the organizers. And you can join it if you want to start a workshop. And there is some kind of talking about the experience in different countries or in different cities. And I think the interesting idea is, or the interesting thing about Rails Girls is that this movement is going by itself. So there is this inspirational thing on Rails Girls that has this possibility to excite people to do to start or make workshops, and the spirit of Rails Girls Berlin is just living. So the movement is going on, and nobody has to stand behind and say, "Oh, you have to do that or this or that." We don't need that. Mm-hmm. It's the spirit of Rails Girls.
Do you ever do like meetings where people from the different parts of the world actually meet face to face, or is that something that you don't do at all?
There was one meeting in Finland a few years ago, but at the moment we don't have something like that. I was thinking maybe it would be cool to have a conference for Rails Girls, like a Rails Girls conference, right. and that would be nice, but at the moment we don't have something like that.
Okay, so people, actually the people never met in person, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of them. Okay, cool. So if I'm interested in Rails Girls, how can I attend a Rails Girls event? What are the steps to actually make that happen, to find one?
If you want to attend as an attendee, you can go to the Rails Girls website, railsgirls.com, and see in which cities the next workshop is happening, and then you can apply if the application is already opened, and then you can get hopefully a place in the workshop, this is the opportunity for attendees and for coaches. It's like the same. You can go to the website and you can mail to the organizers and say, "Hey, yeah, I want to help as a coach," and they will be happy to have you as a coach. And
Okay, I see. So you said that I need to apply for a seat in a Rails Girls workshop. So is it just personal data, or do I need to actually write something that says, "I really want to attend because of X, Y, and Z"?
It depends on the cities. Here in Berlin, we have a little bit more like programming experience, and if they have programming experience, what it is. The problem is that there are much more applications than we can handle. So we have to decide who can come to the workshop, and we are very, very sad about that. And so the first thing we use as a decision point is if they have programming experience. We prefer on the first step those who don't have,
okay,
because Rails Girls is for completely mm-hmm. beginners, and after that we choose the others.
Okay, I see. Why do you prefer people who don't have programming experience? Because you think that they will be bored, or because you think that because you want to give other people a chance?
Yeah, that's because we do it for completely beginners to get them into programming, and so usually we have around 40 slots per workshop. So, and we get 200 applications. So we really have to decide who can come in there. And so we prefer those who don't have experience, because we think if you have some experience in another language or something like that, then there are a lot of online tutorials or other resources you can use, or go to Open Tech School. And we know that is not ideal, but that's a problem we cannot solve at the moment.
Do you think that you can go through the guides all by yourself? Would that make any sense?
I think you can, but if you're a complete beginner, I would say start with something more basic, like HTML or CSS or a plain Ruby or another language, because doing something like Rails on your own, it's hard, I think.
Okay, so but that means that if I do have some programming experience, I could try to run those tutorials, or as you said, you could look for online tutorials.
Yeah, okay. Some of the people who apply as an attendee have so much experience that we say, "Hey, you can come, but as a coach." And then they come as a coach and enjoy the experience.
Yeah, which basically leads me to the next question. So what kind of support are you looking for? Coaches, I guess?
Yeah, coaches. We are always happy to have new coaches on board, and being a coach is very good for learning something about yourself and learning how to teach and talk to beginners. So yeah, we need coaches all the time. You don't have to be a rails professional because you have to explain only basic things.
Right.
And for that, you can run the tutorial at home as a coach and see the steps. And yeah, that's totally fine. So if you want to be a coach, you can write us an email.
Is there other kinds of support that you're looking for?
If you want to support as a sponsor, then we are always happy to have some money. But in Berlin, we don't need that much money. We have a Spendenformular on our website from Better Place. But yeah, if you want to share some money, you can give it. Or to raise good sum of code, they are also happy to have some money.
So, is there anything that I mean, usually when if you're a commercial entity and you're sponsoring, there's the question, why would I do that? Obviously, there is good karma that you get.
Yeah.
Is there other stuff that you get out of that?
We put the logo on the website and tweet about it. And I think it's a good chance to get in contact for a company with coaches. And so maybe they are the future employee then. So, and the good karma is a very good point. And I think it's a good publicity thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see. I think we covered the question why you would want to become a coach, because, well, karma again, but also, teaching is quite an interesting experience. Anything you want to add with in that regard?
I think all the coaches I've spoken said that it's a very rewarding thing if you coach and after that you see your attendees that making success or getting a job in IT, it makes you very proud. And on the other hand, they say, I'm thinking now, I'm seeing problems in a different way, or I see my work now in a different way, because when you are programming for 10 or 20 years, you don't think about your terminal and what is doing and why it is doing or something like that. And if you are talking about terminal to a beginner and the beginner says, so why does it do it? And then you have to explain it. And now you get a different view on your work. And I think that's very important.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, those basic questions are often very good to think about the whole thing and get a different perspective. I think that's great. So if there is no local Rails Girls group, I mean, what you said is that you can basically start one by yourself. What kind of support would I get, and how hard is it to actually do that?
You can write to the mailing list, and there are always people also in the Slack channel. You can ask how to start. There is this first basic guide where a lot of stuff is written, but there are also people who want to help. For example, the group that is now running the Munich chapter started this year, and I helped them with my experience here from Berlin. And the community is very helpful.
Okay, so there is more than just the guides, and can look for.
Yeah, you get a contact to the community, and then you get help and support.
Okay, cool. Anything else I forgot to ask you? Any more things that you want to say to the audience?
I can only say or add it again. Do such a workshop and help, or come to a workshop as a coach. that's an amazing experience, and also spread the word.
Yeah, I agree. So I think that that was a good last sentence. So thanks again for joining.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best of luck for Reds Girls.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.